Hello and welcome to The Pyramid, a Scottish football podcast where we shine the light on life at clubs across the SPFL, plus many more in the Highland League, Lowland League and beyond. Joining me, Kenny Crawford, for our 12th episode is Airdrieonians player assistant manager Scott Agnew, Auchinleck Talbot boss Tommy Sloan and Clyde goalkeeper Neil Parry.
I want to start with you, Neil, because I want to ask you if you've got used to the fact that you're a Clyde player now after so many years at Alloa.
Yeah, it's a bit of a change after 6 years at Alloa. But yeah, and I was delighted to join. It was obviously all happened pretty quickly. Just couldn't believe it. The Saturday I was due to make my debut, I got COVID. So thankfully recovered now and back training. But it's strange being at Alloa so long. I had great times here, but now looking forward to cracking on and hopefully doing well with Clyde.
And Tommy Sloan, great to have you as well. I was just looking at your kind of management career, Tommy, and I think I'm right in thinking you've been Auchinleck Talbot as a player coach or manager since 2003, is that correct?
I'm not sure, Kerry. I think I started around about Christmas time. Maybe it was, it might have been the end of three, 2003, somebody's shouting at me in here. My daughter was born that year, she's shouting. it's been a journey that, you know, so, great luck. I wouldn't have changed anything, but honest to you, there's been a lot of tough times and a lot of good times, but it is what it is and I wouldn't have changed anything. And I'm still enjoying it yet, so that's great.
That's good, Tommy. We'll get into more detail about Auchinleck and a wee bit about your playing career as well as time goes on. But Scott, good to have you. Scott Agnew, who's playing for Airdrieonians these days. And Scott, how have you got used to leaving East Fife after kind of 2 or 3 years there?
Yeah, it's been great. It's been a challenge for me, Kenny. Completely different. Usually I spend the summer just kind of relaxing and waiting for pre-season, but it was very busy this one. I had agreed a deal with Airdrie quite early, so the next task was to speak to players and build a squad. So it's been completely different for me, but I'm really enjoying it so far.
Good stuff. And Tommy, I'm keen to hear what you would normally be doing on a Wednesday night, because I imagine your training nights are maybe Monday, Thursday or Tuesday, Thursday. Is that right?
It's been Monday, Wednesday to coincide with the midweek games, but it's now changed to Tuesday, Thursday, Kenny, okay. Which is more normal. A Monday night's quick after a game, if you know what I mean. But the guys there, the older players now, which I can call them, it seems quite strange calling Scott an older player. Scott will remember when I used to watch him when he was a kid.
I was telling Kenny earlier on.
So why? Kenny, what was the original question there, actually?
Original question, I didn't actually finish it, Tommy, but what I was going to ask you is, what do you try and do on a night that you don't have training? Because I get the impression that managing Talbot is all-consuming, and I know you've got a day job as well. So if you've got an evening that you're not got training or a game on, what do you normally try and do? Are you quite disciplined about trying to make that family time?
I've got a grandson now. He takes up a bit of my time, and he's actually due in the house any moment, honestly. He's staying here tonight, and Isabel's putting him to school in the morning. So, he's certainly part of that now. And the thing about that, Kenny, is you can go to the park and kick the ball with him, because he loves the football as well. So that's a bonus for me. But I do a wee bit of cycling back and forward and whatnot. But usually your phone's with you, and the football doesn't really switch off. It is a seven-day-a-week thing when you're running a club. Mm-hmm. I hope Scott finds that out shortly.
I found that out already. It's not easy.
What has been the hardest thing you've noticed, Scott, about just the change and what's expected of you?
Kenny, I think it's just the combination of coaching and playing. When you're a player, you're just selfish towards yourself. You turn up, you train, you look forward to your game, and you pretty much only worry about yourself, to be honest. I've had to obviously think about the boys, think about supporting the manager as much as I can, and also take part in training as a player, but also as a coach and try and encourage boys. I think over the last maybe 3-4 years, I've been a bit more vocal anyway in terms of helping younger lads, but certainly as an assistant manager as well as playing, it's quite challenging, but I'm not anywhere near ready to stop playing, so I'm just enjoying both at the moment.
And am I right in thinking that it's the relationship with Ian Murray is something that kind of started in your Dumbarton days, and that's where you kind of knew that the two of you clicked
Yes, Ian Murray took over the Dumbarton job. I don't know what year it was. We were in the Championship and we were really struggling. We were sitting bottom of the league, or second bottom, and he took over and done really well. He kept us up that year and we went on to have two or three really good seasons. He then obviously got the gig at St Mirren and took me with him there. So I've obviously worked under him at Dumbarton and St Mirren and now alongside him at Airbury. So we've got a good relationship. I'm learning a lot from him.
Good to hear that. And Neil, just to bring you in again, I was just looking through some of your past clubs and a good chunk of your career was in junior football at the likes of Peter's Hill, St Anthony's, Arthurley as well, before you went to Queen's Park and kind of stayed more within the SPFL. Did you in your junior days ever come up against a Tommy Sloan side?
Yeah, definitely did. Took a few scuddings off them, I think, over the years. So, we did. It was always one of the places you loved going and playing. Auchinleck, I thought it was always a brilliant surface. And you always got dogs abuse from the locals there, from behind the goal. So, no, they were the dominant team when I was playing juniors. Auchinleck, as they've amazingly continued to do throughout the years. So, came up against Tommy a few times and the wrong end a few times.
And Tommy, do you have any memories of Neil Parry wonder saves, or am I putting you on the spot too much?
No, Neil was always a top goalkeeper. I think our goalie Andy Leishman and Neil were probably the top two goalies at the time. It must be, what is it, 10 years ago, Neil, something like that?
Yeah, it must be about that, yeah.
Must be about that. I think they were probably the top two goalkeepers at the level that time, so... he was always on. I'm quite sure he was on everybody's radar at one time, aye.
And Tommy, how much do you feel that Auchinleck Talbot and being connected to that club, we've talked about how it's about 18 years now, it must just be part of your life now. Can you ever imagine not being connected to Auchinleck anymore?
I'm sure that'll happen one day. But it's actually flew in. The time flies and I'm sure the boys sitting there are going, where's my career went? They were 21 a wee while ago. And Scott was a player I remembered, obviously, followed his career after he left Rangers and whatnot. But I'm quite sure it's flew in for him. And it does, it really goes in a blink. And they're the best years of your life. And boys, play as long as you can. That's a tip for him. Play as long as you can. You've got all your life to stand at a side and shout like a daffy at me. But it's enjoyable, like, if you can build a team and get a bit of success. And I think that no having success and maybe struggling and all in teams helps that, because I've certainly been through their times as well. It's no having success. So their times I remember, and it probably makes you stronger as a person.
Mm-hmm. And Neil and Scott, to come to you again, I'll maybe go to Neil first and then Scott, but the kind of same question to both of you is, you've both recently changed clubs, Alloa to Clyde for Neil and East Fife to Airdrieonians for Scott. And I'm keen to get a bit of insight into what that process is like of going to Clyde and going to Airdrieonians and almost like getting to know, there'll be a few players and no doubt that you already know from past connections, but what's it like just in that kind of League One level, changing clubs and introducing yourself to people and becoming part of the new WhatsApp team group and leaving the old one? And give us a bit of insight into what that's like, Neil.
It's probably a bit more different just now with COVID, because changing rooms and stuff like that, it's not quite as it usually would be. All the boys would be in and you get a bit of a crack and a laugh with them. So it certainly is different that way. Yeah, it's I think as you get older, you find it easier. But when you're younger, it's definitely intimidating going into a new changing room and getting to know boys. But as you say, at Clyde, for example, there's a few boys I already knew that I'd played with. Big Kev Nicol and Ali Love and Albion Rovers. So that makes it a little bit easier. But it's just like anything. It takes a little bit of time to get to know boys and you break yourself in and you're soon having a laugh and getting the mickey taken out of you.
Yeah, just similar to Neil. It's obviously, you're going into a new changing room. You know what Scottish football is like. Chances are you've either played, when you get to our age, you've played with some of the boys and you certainly know them through the football circles. So it's the same as going to any other club. It takes a bit of time to bed in. It has been different with COVID, because you're maybe not getting your usual end of pre-season night out or spending as much time close with the boys as you normally would. A lot of our training is you're turning up, you're getting your training done, you're trying to social distance and get back down the road and avoid positives, and obviously for COVID. So It is slightly different just now, but generally you don't meet. There's very rarely any bad lads, and it's always good fun wherever you go, so it's easy enough.
And Tommy was mentioning a little while ago about being a granddad now, even though he still looks as if he's kind of late 20s sitting there in the room. But Scott, in the last year or so...
That coffee you're drinking there, Kerry.
In the last year or so, Scott, you've become a dad to Arthur. And how has becoming a dad, and we know that Neil's got a couple of kids as well, how has becoming a dad changed your perspective on being a footballer and realising what the be-all and end-all is all about?
Oh, it's obviously changed things for me. I had no idea what to expect. I was obviously playing these five. I was living in Glasgow at the time. I soon got myself back down to Ayrshire so my mum and dad can help out with him. So it wasn't easy to start with when you've not got your... You can just chuck him to his grannies then again. So I'm back down in Ayrshire because of that, to get a wee bit of support. But no, I've been absolutely loving it. The wee man's brilliant. So I can't complain.
And Neil, what stage are you at in terms of being dad? Yours are well up and at school, is that right, or am I getting ahead of myself?
Yeah, Sophie's going to be 13 next week, actually, and Max is, he's 8, so yeah, they're well on, keep me on my toes, you can certainly say that, but no, they're brilliant, as Scott says, and I think you learn with football when you have kids, as much as you can, you're gutted if you get beat or play poorly, but you can come in and you maybe stop taking things over the weekend as much, you're able to put things away and realise it is just a game of football as well. You're still disappointed, but I think it's important not to take that stuff home and being too upset or down about it. It kind of brings you back to earth a bit.
It's no easy, Neil.
No, definitely not.
Neil, how much of an interest did they take just when you knew you were leaving Alloa and maybe you didn't know immediately who you're going to be signing for? How much interest did your two kids take? Were they kind of asking you on a daily basis, do you know who you're signing for yet, Dad?
Well, it all happened pretty quickly. I probably only left Alloa because I knew I had Clyde arranged and it suited me down to a tee. So, but yeah, they take a big interest in it. My daughter Sophie, she comes to quite a lot of the games when she can. They've got other clubs and things at the weekends, but whenever they can, they'll take in a match. So, no, they definitely take an interest in it. And they were sad because there was a lot of people that had been, they'd been to plenty of Alloa games and people had been really, really nice to them and stuff like that. But as I say, that's football. You move on and we'll hopefully get to go back and visit them soon.
Tommy, I was keen to, you've maybe explained this to him before, but I know that you're often known as Tucker and I'm keen to know how you got that nickname, Tucker.
I don't know. I think... I'm taking it, it was little Tommy Tucker. You'll know the nursery,
right? Of course, yeah.
I'm taking it, it was that. So I'm sticking to that story, Kerry. I'm going to stick to that story.
That's fine. And when you look back to your playing career, Tommy, would it be fair to say, I'm kind of looking at your team's Stranraer, a little stint at Stranraer, 1983. Well, I was born in 1982, Tommy, so you were on trial at Stranraer when I was one. That's interesting. And then 3 years at Ayr United, where Scott's been as well. Spell at Anne Bank, then Queen of the South, and then Kilmarnock. But then a good 6 year stint back at Stranraer before you kind of went back into junior football. And is it fair to say that Stranraer, from your playing career, certainly in kind of the SPFL leagues, was your happiest times?
I enjoyed it all, I'll be honest with you. But oh, look, we had a period at Stranraer for three, 4 years where we did really well. And there were a lot of big matches and whatnot. And I loved it down there. And I scored a few goals, obviously. And I had my barren spells like anybody else. I'm not going to hide for that fact. But look, I really enjoyed whatever I played. I must admit, I can't really say I've got any regrets as a touchstone there. Even when I signed with Queen of the South, they were bottom of the league. I remember it. And we were kind of detached at the bottom. And it was a chance for me to go from junior to senior. They were in the first division. And they were tough matches, but I really enjoyed it. I must admit, and most of the time you were up against it. Although I did play with some good players down there. There was some really good players. Billy Reid was there when I signed there. Billy Reid, and you still see Billy on the TV now, as you'll know, down at Brighton.
Almost every week you see him on the bench. Kicking about in the background. He's done well.
Manager confided in him.
He was my manager, Tommy. He was my manager at Hamilton. Aye, he was good.
Good player, by the way. He was a good player. He was a good midfield player.
He loved to join in. He was joining in training all the time. I loved it.
Quite tenacious kind of type player.
And Scott, you had a good wee spell down at Stair Park as well. Like Tommy, is that a place you look back on fondly as well?
Kenny, I loved Estremnor. It's a proper football club and they look after you. The committee and everybody at the club is brilliant. Obviously, I went and loaned there from A United when I was maybe 21, I think it was. And it was just what I needed. I wasn't playing here at the time. And I went to Stranraer and I got that wee bit of confidence. They obviously liked me and it probably kick-started my career, to be honest. They gave me a wee fright. I thought, I don't really know if I was playing in, it was in League 2 at the time and I was getting the lumps kicked out of me nearly every week. And I think it gave me a wee bit up the bum that I needed. 6 month loan spell, absolutely loved it. Obviously, I went back years later as well. So, yeah, I thoroughly enjoyed my time there.
And Tommy, I've got a couple of players I want to ask you about that are currently in your Talbot team. I was down a couple of seasons ago in the Scottish Cup and your man, Dwayne Hislop, scored a brilliant header. And the man that crossed it to him was Brian Boylan. And I think Brian Boylan scored the winner for you at the weekend in a big match. And I watched the highlights of that and the atmosphere looked absolutely brilliant. Tell us a bit about both of those players because they're important guys for you.
Aye, well, Brian, that was... Brian's come on as a sub at the weekend. He's been out injured with a groin injury for a few weeks there. And we've took it lightly with him and that was his first appearance. So he got on 25 minutes or something and had a real good impact along with Matt Shankland. It was a double substitution. Look, they're two quality players, certainly at our level. And we can you were expecting something to happen, but they certainly didn't disappoint. Well, I thought Brian's celebration was great as well. He wasn't really interested in anybody else. He wanted to go to the crowd. That's what you get when you've not played for a few weeks and you're getting into probably one of our biggest matches that we can play on at our level. So Brian's certainly milked the goal and rightly so. Big Dwayne's a character. Dwayne's no play. This year, he's sent me a message saying he's finished and he's chopped it and all this kind of thing. which is not the first time, I must admit. It's happened a few years ago. So we've left it. I phoned him up and says like, aye, that's gone by. But so a few weeks went past and one of the players has said, Big Dwayne's want to come back in. And I'm like, look, just tell him to come back into the training. And even at that, he still didn't come back that week. He waited another week kind of thing. But he's finally come back in and started again. And look, he's been a bit off of fitness. We took it lightly with him, and it's only in the last few weeks we've put him in the team. And he's scored, already he's scored 4 goals in 4 games or something. He's been a top player for us, and he's a midfield player who can get you goals. That's what he has. Great timing in the box and a great aerial threat. As you seen, Kenny, when you were doing it, he scored that goal.
Exactly. And I think he's been at the club apart from the times he's texted you saying he's not coming back, I think he's been there about a decade, hasn't he?
Aye, that's right. It must be nearly a decade now. But I think, with all the wee holidays he's had, it's probably only 9 years, I would imagine.
And now that there's this pyramid system, I mean, this podcast is called The Pyramid because we like to think that we try and shine the light in lots of different leagues around the country outside the SPFL as well. And you've got this system now where there's a possibility to work your way up and you're 4 points clear at the top of your league just now. And how much do you kind of look at teams that are working there, even just the example of Kelty Harps and Cove Rangers that have kind of worked their way up of these leagues that are lower? How much does that whet your appetite to do that and to rise up? Or are you not too fussed about it?
Oh, look, one thing I would say first is that I thought we had a good thing at the juniors. I thought it was a good product, if you know what I mean. There was great games. Talbot and Derby matches against, which they've still got coming up going after. But what we will miss if one of us does move out of the leagues and happens to be successful, as you will miss maybe, if Cumnock get promoted, we could miss the Derby matches and all that kind of thing. That might leave us. And the crowd at the weekend was phenomenal. As you say, the atmosphere at it was excellent. I think the crowd was 1,300, the official crowd. So, and look, a lot of second division teams in Scotland don't get that kind of crowd, if you know what I mean. So, look, there's a product there at the juniors which was really good. But look, we're happy to go along if everybody else is going along with the pyramid system, we were going to join in as well. It was one of the things we had to move on because we weren't the one left behind. All the big teams was more or less going, so it's one of the things you need to really go and join them. And aye, it is exciting to be thinking about going to different places. What the Scottish Cups gave us, the Senior Cups gave us that over the last few years, going to good places. We went to Tynecastle a couple of times now. But the away days are excellent. You love an away day in the Scottish Cup. We've been in the Highlands, we've been all over Scotland, really, and it's been fantastic. So that has whet up our appetite. I agree with you there, Kenny. And it, look, we want to be, if we're in it, we want to be up there challenging. That's one thing we want to be doing. Which is, and it's not always easy, I must admit. It's going to be tough with the teams we're up against. I know there's a lot of good sides. Signing a lot of good players.
Yep, that's good. We're certainly doing a good job of it just now, being 4 points clear. And I think a game in hand as well for you as well. Neil?
But it's early, Kenny. It's early days, you know me.
We'll play it down.
Not really took shape yet. So I'm not getting carried away yet.
Good. Neil, I'm looking at your age and you're 35 now. Scott's a year behind you, 34. So you're both going into your mid-30s. And I know for goalkeepers especially, you've got guys going on right up until 40 sometimes. How much have you got left in the tank? I think you've got a two-year contract at Clyde, haven't you?
Yeah, signed for this season and next season. So we'll see how that goes. But to be honest, I wasn't really thinking about it. But then I got a pretty serious injury a couple of years ago. And then you start to realise, you start to get the wee niggles and pains that you've probably never really had much before in your career. So I'd like to think I've certainly got the two seasons at Clyde and perhaps another one, and then just need to take a step back and see what the position is. But I'm loving playing football. It's not something I'm even thinking about giving up just now, but it does creep up on you. You don't, as Tommy said, you don't realise. I was talking to one of the boys, it was Alloa at the start of the season, and they were asking how long I'd been in the tax office, HMRC, where I work. And I was saying to them 18 years. Now, this boy was about 17 when I was talking to him. And I'm telling him I've been at this employer for 18 years. And you realise you're one of the old codgers. But it's just crept up on you. You didn't realise it happened. But yeah, no, I'm enjoying it. Just keep playing just now and see probably after these 2 years with Clyde where we're at.
Yeah, 2 years at Clyde and then a swan song with Talbot in League Two.
The championship probably by then, by the way, Tommy. Tommy, I was going to ask you, you must have been, with the success you've had offered senior clubs, have you never been tempted
you're always tempted. I got asked a couple of times, about, I was 40-something when I got asked, so it wasn't yesterday, if you know what I mean, Neil. But I get asked a couple of times, and it's just the timing of the things usually. And look, I'm with a good club with people that trust me, and I trust them. So sometimes, look, I took everything into account and all that, and it didn't go anywhere. It was one of the things. I was happy where I was. So that was a decision. Look, as you see, I've no regrets. It's one of the things. I'm still happy enough at Talbot, although the boys probably didn't think that at the training the other night. So it's certainly, Talbot's a club I've been at, and I haven't got one regret about no doing this or that. It's one of the things. I've enjoyed everything, and hopefully I can enjoy a few more years, but we'll see you on that one.
I think Dwayne Hislop's putting your name about a bit, Tommy.
You're maybe right, Kerry.
Talking of other kind of job opportunities, we've talked about some of the plates you're spinning, Scott, with football assistant manager and having a young son as well. But tell us a little bit about your day job, so to speak, and what that's about.
Yeah, so I've got a fitness education business. What we do, we qualify people to be like personal trainers or sports massage therapists. Generally, we've got a lot of footballers that come through at Kenny, as you know. We've got a really good partnership with the Scottish and English PFA. So they send us a lot of footballers, and I'm quite lucky to be involved in that circle. It kind of ties nicely with the business. And I think I'm seeing a lot of younger lads doing additional qualifications now and tying it round about their football. As you know, money in football certainly in the lower leagues in Scotland, isn't going to keep you forever. So a lot of boys are recognising that now. I think there's been a change and they're not shy to go and try and do things off the park. And I spend most of my time speaking to kind of players and try to support them in that way.
You're clearly interested in the coaching management side thing, but you think possibly in the future those two jobs, so to speak, could kind of run together hand in hand?
There's a lot of similarities with them. Obviously, I'm spending a lot of time trying to support players with their qualifications off the park. So it's the kind of same qualities to help boys on the park. So obviously, it means I'm speaking to boys from down south at different clubs and all over Scotland as well. Yeah, it's great. I absolutely love it. It fits perfect for me. It's hard work, don't get me wrong. It's constant. But it's going quite well just now, so I can't really complain.
And I know that you're an Ayrshire boy as well, as you've already mentioned, moving back to your roots recently in terms of where you live. But when you were growing up, although I don't think any of your career was with, nothing in the junior ranks, you were all SPFL, but did you have a junior team in your youth that you liked to see you win?
My older brother played with Glenafton for 10, 11 years, so my old man would take me to watch him every week, so I'm a Glens man, I think.
And he was a thorn in our flesh a few times.
My brother was, I used to love going and watching him. He was absolutely brilliant when I used to go and watch him. I'm sure Tucker always say the same. I loved it going. My dad would obviously get there early and we'd be in the social club and I'd be on the park at half time kicking the ball about. So it was brilliant. Yeah, so I kind of grew up going to junior games and obviously never featured myself, but it was something I really enjoyed.
Neil, you were talking a wee while ago about being working in the tax office, and I know that a lot of that might be working from home now, but over your career, what's it like sometimes going in when you are in the office on a Monday morning when people, I imagine there's probably quite a lot of football fans in a big office like that. Do you quite often get a bit of banter about how your game has gone at the weekend, or if you played at a big venue like that weekend you were at Ibrox in the Cup, that controversial game and things like that? Do you get much chat from your colleagues?
Yeah, you do. Go in a Monday morning, there's sometimes a paper sitting your desk or something like that. So they're not shy, especially as you say, one like that, where it's the old firm's involved. I think the first that I met somebody in the office, and the first thing they came in and told me that it definitely wasn't a foul that day. And okay, I thought, that's brilliant. I've been in 2 minutes here and that's the sympathy I'm getting. So, but it's like Eden, it's good natured, and I suppose it's everybody will be the same. But yeah, they're quick to, if you've been beat 5-0 or something like that, they're quick to mention it. But sometimes that's, you need to take a bit of a ribbon and it makes you laugh it off a bit easier.
And do you have any aspirations for management or coaching, or can you just see yourself coming out and being more in just a normal, like your normal job when you finish playing?
I'm definitely interested in the goalkeeping coaching side of things. So I've did, I think it's a 1.2 side of that, and I take some kind of youth football team helping with their goalkeeping. So it's something I'm definitely interested in, but similar to Scott said, I'm enjoying playing just now, and you give up a lot of time playing part-time football with the family, so it's difficult to put yourself in much other than that, but it would definitely be something that would interest me in kind of years to come.
And Tommy, it might be quite hard to think of something on the spot, but when you think of Scott being an assistant manager now and Neil potentially thinking along those lines, as a manager with a lot of experience, what advice would you give to guys who are thinking of going into coaching or management these days, like from the lessons you've learned over the years? What would be the kind of first couple of things that would come to your head that you would pass on as little gems?
Well, you've got to do it your own way. What I would say is you're not there to copy anybody. It's one of the things. When decisions are getting made, normally it's a gut feeling. It's not usually a technical thing you're going with. It's normally a gut feeling you're going. That's certainly what I've done through the years. That's probably the biggest thing for me. Go with your gut, usually. What you really feel is, if it's Scott or is it Neil, and it's one of the, it's a decision you've got to be made, you go with your gut. It's not who you like the best or anything. That dog is out the window. It's all about doing the job on the day kind of thing. That's what I've did through the years. And a lot of the time it's been right, but I've certainly been wrong a few times. I know. I'm well aware of that. Can I just ask Scott, was that always on the table, Scott? You go in there, the big man, did they always have that job for you there, and was that just what something to get you there?
It was completely, it was out of the blue, Tommy. It really was.
I mean, Atlantic is a player I'm talking about. Did they add that on to give you a bit more incentive?
I think so. I think he wanted me as a player. And it just happened to be he didn't have an assistant manager at the time. And he obviously knows me from the years we've spent together as a player under him. So it wasn't something I was going looking for, to be honest, mate. I wasn't looking for it, but when it gets put in front of you, it's a great opportunity for me at a great club. So I think it was maybe one of them, like, I'll try and get him to sign as a player, and I can, it's an opportunity for me to learn as well. So as I say, I wasn't going out desperately looking for it, but when he spoke to me about it, I was right up for it.
And when you go on the pitch, Scott, you just switch off, I'm a player and that's it, nothing else?
I have to. On the park, it's quite easy, Tommy, but I think at training it's probably harder, because I'm trying to obviously train, so I'm ready for the weekend, but I'm trying to support the gaffer, and I'm trying to make sure the boys are okay, so... At training, it's a bit more challenging, but I think on Saturday, you're just a player, aren't you? You're just
you're there to be sure to get the same as anybody else.
Absolutely. And it happens. It happens, and I encourage it. Boys have got to be vocal, and it's all about winning the game. It doesn't really matter who's who on the park, to be honest. So the boys know that, and hopefully we can find a way to start winning more games that way.
So I'm going to ask Scott and Neil a very quick question, just a short answer each. Tommy Sloan's had 18 years at Auchinleck Talbot. How many more has he got left in the tank there? Scott, you first.
As long as Tommy Sloan wants, is the answer, probably.
Neil, what about you?
You just keep going to SPL. He's taking them all the way to the top now, the pyramid. I'm telling you, a winning machine.
Both yous are no a jinx, yous two.
Thanks very much for listening to The Pyramid, a Scottish football podcast where we shine the light on life at clubs across the SPFL, plus many more in the Highland League, Lowland League and beyond. Grateful to Airdrieonians player assistant manager Scott Agnew, Auchinleck Talbot boss Tommy Sloan and Clyde goalkeeper Neil Parry for joining me, Kenny Crawford, and we hope you'll tune in to The Pyramid again next time. Please do spread the word, and you can follow us on Twitter at The Pyramid Pod.